This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And there was a small little cafe, but it was way too small, I think, yeah. I think it needs to be relooked, and people need to be given opportunities to eat.
And Ezra on the all-new evening edition. We're feeling hungry already, but as we take a look at this particular story, museums aren't just about art and history and meaning anymore, because at the National Gallery of Singapore, there are about 9 dining outlets that are available at this museum, and it's essentially setting a new standard for how institutions can operate in order to be this, cultural destination that's appealing to the masses.
Yep, that's right. So it's all about relevance, right? We're living in a foodie age where people snap photos of their food with the same sort of enthusiasm that they do the Mona Lisa, So it's just as important to get that photo with the Mona Lisa, as tiny though it may be, as well as that dish that you're having at the museum. I think museums are just conscious of the fact that, galleries, even art galleries, I suppose, they're competing with other cultural destinations and tourist attractions,
right,
for how visitors choose to spend their leisure time, right?
And I think it's also just enhancing and making it a complete inclusive experience, right?
Yeah.
So whether you're going with your friends from school, whether you're going with your kids, there needs to be a space where they all sit down and eat or maybe be attracted to some of these fine exhibitions, but also with tasty food.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. A holistic experience, I think, is what you're going for. Because let's not forget, right, viewing exhibitions can be physically and mentally tiring. Some of those museums are massive.
Yeah.
So you need a proper opportunity to rest, to revive, to refuel. That's an important part of the overall experience. It can encourage a longer duration of visits as well, because, you don't want people to just hop in and hop out to say, I've done that,
yeah,
bought the T-shirt, just visit the shop. And they've also done really creative things, right? Some of these dining outlets actually offer temporary special menus inspired by the artworks on show. That's really clever.
Thematic experience.
That's right.
Well, if you have any thoughts on this, call us at 03-771-09000 if you want to join in on the conversation. Joining us right now is Melissa Chan, curator at the Baba and Nyonya Heritage Museum. Melissa, thank you for speaking with us on the show. And it seems that we're in the age where people snap photos of food with the same enthusiasm they do for the Mona Lisa. I mean, do you think Malaysia should almost follow suit and incorporate great food as part of its museum experience?
Yes, I think, why not? Malaysia has an amazing palette of food as a representation of culture and heritage, and having a meal together is always the best way to start a conversation and break down barriers. So I don't think it needs to be a Michelin star restaurant, but genuine and authentic is a good start. In Penang, there's a Jawi Peranakan restaurant. It's a great introduction to culture. It's not a museum, but it actually brings culture to life, and it initiates conversations.
Mm. And do you think it's a good way to lure the masses? I mean, it's really clear that traffic, I guess, at museums isn't as heavy as it used to be.
Yes, I think that food in general is a great way for Asians to get to know, and it's a very easy and palatable way to know about your heritage, your culture, and even through arts as well. And so I think it's a very, very neutral and inviting channel, and it's not daunting as well. Museums tend to always be seen as boring. So food, it brings life to the whole experience, I think. And it's a very great entry point to knowing more.
And Melissa, do you think good food at a museum could backfire and perhaps distract visitors from the original purpose of visiting a museum?
Yes. I think that the food shouldn't overshadow the museum, especially if the museum isn't very much related to food. But I think if it comes on board to complement, then it can form very exciting and engaging ways to involve community.
Right. And Melissa, what would this do to costs, in terms of running a museum?
I think to have a restaurant experience would increase the cost, but I think it will also increase the revenue generation because everybody likes to eat. And in Asia, it's definitely, if you have good food, consistent food, you'll definitely get a crowd coming through. I think throughout the world, the cafe of a museum has always been a revenue generation for the museum. So I don't see that as a reason why it, the space has the funds, why it shouldn't lead to more revenue to help to sustain other aspects, which, for example, artifacts, upkeep, those are very expensive. So I don't see why not. But I don't think that the restaurant experience should increase the price cost. I think it should be just a separate add-on value rather than increasing the price of the ticket, for example, so that people have the option of whether they want to have that experience or not.
You know, just, I guess, reading this story, we're actually a little, I guess, upset almost that we didn't think about this first.
Yeah,
I
mean, for sure.
We boast about having better food here in Malaysia than Singapore. And now they've used almost like our ammo and pulled a little bit of a one-up on us. And if we start to implement this now, would we almost be a little bit too late to the party?
So I think Singapore has marketed itself very well. And I think it's probably done this in the museum experience as well. But I believe that the opportunity that Malaysia has is possibly to see it a little differently and to encourage community involvement in culture, arts and heritage through food. And how can food play a part in encouraging more engagement to the everyday person? I think a museum in Malaysia can play that role in terms of maybe instead of having a Michelin star chef, for example, it could be just developing ideas, encouraging programs and activities for everybody, whether you're rich or you're poor or you're a family person or you're not, and how do you get involved and be engaged? And how do we also highlight the rich street food and home food that we have in Malaysia? So I think there's, even though they may have started first, I think that, you know, it's just different and that there is an opportunity that Malaysia has still also to do it uniquely to what we have here rather than copy and paste.
Melissa, it's good to know that we haven't quite missed the train yet. That was Melissa Chan, curator at the Baba Nyonya Heritage Museum. We have, of course, a longish holiday this week. And if you don't have much going on, you can maybe stop by the museum in Malacca. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we've been asking you to call in for your thoughts and comments. 03-771-09000. Talkback happens right throughout the program. Ananda is on the line. And you've got something to say about this story, Ananda.
It's Anand.
Anand. Oh, it's Anand. Hi, Anand.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I think it's a great idea. I think there should be food outlets in non-normal places, you know? So it's not only just train stations or stadiums, but you should also have it in places like garages, which is actually being done elsewhere in other countries. You can also have food outlets in radio stations, I think.
Oh, for sure.
A great place for...
That's a fantastic idea.
Is this a proposal of sorts?
It's a fantastic idea.
Do you have an idea that we don't know about, Anand?
No, I mean, I think it's time to open up non-traditional spaces, you know, and then people like to see radio DJs in action and...
Right, almost like the fishbowl experience.
Yeah, and Ezra's going to have to put makeup on each time he comes into work. But, you know, certainly we'll put that idea through to the boss.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then just to ask you, when was the last time you visited a museum?
I visited maybe about 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Was it a local museum?
Yes, a local museum.
Nice. And was there anything to eat at the museum?
You know, surprisingly, no, you know, and there was a small little cafe, but it was way too small, I think, yeah. I think it needs to be relooked, and people need to be given opportunities to eat, and I think now you have so many good examples, you know, like Ben the grocer, he's done it very well. He's converted his supermarkets into dining experiences. You know, so you have restaurants inside the supermarket.
Oh, you never know. You never know. We could be opening the first BFM restaurant, anytime.
Well, we'll call you about that idea real soon, Anand. Thank you very much for calling in. If you have something to chime about on some of the stories we're talking on the show, 03-771-09000 is the number to call. I've got some music for you right now by Luke Winslow King. Swing That Thing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.